Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Give the public a chance to get their thoughts on maybe projects coming here. There's a lot of money that can be spent on projects at the Outer Harbor, at the marina. You know, what's happening? What's progress is being made?
Sure. Well, tonight it's a listening session to gather ideas for the Outer Harbor. We're looking at three different areas. The first Buffalo River Marina on the north end. We're looking at 125 acres of open space from Wilkeson Point down to Bell Slip. And then we're looking at Terminal B down at the south end. And so we're trying to gather input from the community to see what they would envision for those spaces.
Is there any sort of already projects in place that you're looking for feedback as well, like along with asking them for possible ideas? Right. Is there already projects maybe already being set in place that you're looking
for? Well, the only thing that we have underway right now is the terminal complex. We're building out a $3.5 million construction project. That was part of the Buffalo Billion One, where we're building a mountain bike course, an activity zone, a large event space or lawn, and some multi-use trails, and then intermixing that with natural habitat. So that project's underway, and that went through a process with a number of stakeholders to kind of pull all those pieces together. So tonight we're really trying to build on the success of that, and build on the success of Wilkeson Point, and just take the Outer Harbor to the next level.
Do you think, because we just saw Canal Side celebrate its 10th anniversary, do you think it's about trying to put a little more focus on the marina, on the Outer Harbor, because the Canal Side has just built up so much, and a lot of focus has been right here?
Yeah, we obviously have focused hard to make Canal Side a success over the last 10 years, and I think it has become that. Moving to the Outer Harbor is the next logical step. It's property that we only took on board a few years ago, and as I said, we've gone through a blueprint, sort of a master planning land use exercise with the public, and so now this is just kind of really defining what the public wants to see with physical improvements before we put shovels in the ground.
I know you mentioned earlier the process of it. What's that going to be like when you talk about the meeting coming up in November and then where this goes?
Sure. So this is the beginning of probably about a 6-month or so process where we'll do listening today. We'll take all these ideas, continue to work with stakeholders and partner agencies, and work through some alternative designs for the various areas. We'll bring those back out to the public in November for another round of comments, and then look to sort of solidify a preferred plan for these various areas early in 2019.
A perfect situation. What the first project you see maybe coming out of this meeting, when do you possibly see it being completed? Maybe 2020 or late 2019?
Yeah, I'd like to think, you know, if we can get the community behind a preferred plan in early 19, we'll go through an environmental process, certainly. And once that's wrapped up, we'll be moving into design and construction, so probably 2020.
It's really about just kind of having a good plan, then rushing into something that might not be the right plan, because this money, you know, there's a lot of it, but you want to be using on the right things.
Absolutely. Look, we are building a waterfront for generations to come. It's been great to hit that first 10-year mark, but we expect what's built out here to be here for a very, very long time, and I think it makes sense to plan it and do it right.
What went into deciding what was the first step towards this project?
I mean, in terms of, say, like holding this meeting or just, yeah. Well, again, we went through the planning process on the blueprint, and again, that sort of sets just a general philosophy for what's going to go out here. It's great to say we're going to do open space, but that can mean so many things to so many people. And so we thought it would be best to reach out again directly and ask people more specifically. You know, are you in the mountain bike camp, or are you in the sit out there and fly a kite or go birding? And what, you know, what do people really want to do? And frankly, what's not out there currently that people want to see? So we're trying to just gather ideas to make sure we can put together a cohesive package.
Now, if people couldn't make it out here today and they want to contribute, is there any way to do that?
Yeah, they can go online, outerharborbuffalo.com. All of the information that's here tonight is on the website, including the survey that they can fill out online.
All right. I missed the entire presentation.
There's no real presentation. I mean, it was just, you know.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Understand what the marina is.
Yep.
The bell split. What is the plan for Terminal B?
So Terminal B is an approximately 100,000 square foot warehouse that's located right along the edge of the outer harbor. It's been vacant for a while, but the structure is sound. And again, it's adjacent to this improvement that we currently have under construction, the events lawn and the trail system. And so we just want to see down at that southern end where the community agreed that mixed use development made sense. We want to gather ideas early on and see, again, where the public is at and if that building can be rehabilitated in any way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.